Hello, and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hankamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the sixth Sunday of Easter, Mother's Day, May 10th, 2026. Before I share with us the passage that I have selected for our reflection today, I wish you all a very happy and holy Mother's Day, and pray for you in your extension of a mother's love to her children, whomever they might be. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. John, where John writes, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live in you, you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you." There's a particular kind of silence that settles into a home when someone beloved is gone. Not just the absence of sound, but the absence of presence. The empty chair. The untouched cup. The voice no longer heard calling your name. It is the silence that whispers the word orphan, even if one is fully grown. On this Sunday of Easter, Jesus speaks directly into that silence. He says, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." These words are spoken on the night before his passion. The disciples do not yet understand how alone they are about to feel. The one who called them, walked with them, broke bread with them, will soon be taken from their sight. And so Jesus names their deepest fear before they even express it: abandonment. But he does not leave the fear unanswered. A woman in her late 60s once shared a memory of her childhood. Her mother had a habit of leaving the kitchen light on at night, not for herself, but for her children. Even if we woke up frightened, she said, we would see that light down the hallway. It meant someone was there. It meant we were not alone. Years later, after her mother had died, she found herself doing the same thing, leaving a light on, even when the house was empty. "I think," she said quietly, "I was remembering something deeper than my mother. I was remembering that I have never really been alone." Jesus does not promise merely to visit. He promises something far more intimate, something almost impossible to grasp. "You are in me, and I in you." This is not the language of distance. It is the language of indwelling. In contemplative spirituality, this is the great mystery. God is not only with us, but within us. The risen Christ is not simply a figure we recall or imitate. He is a living presence dwelling in the depths of our being. To be orphaned is to believe that we are alone in the universe. To be a disciple is to awaken to the truth that we are held from within. After the resurrection, the world does not see Jesus in the same way. There are no crowds pressing in, no public miracles. Instead, he appears quietly to Mary in the garden, to the disciples behind locked doors, to hearts ready to recognize him. The world will no longer see me, but you will see me. This seeing is not with the eyes alone. It is the seeing of faith, the recognition that comes through love, silence, and attentiveness. It is the same seeing a child has when they know their mother is near, even without a word being spoken. On this Mother's Day, the gospel takes on a particular tenderness. Every mother, in her own way, reflects something of this promise of Christ. To nurture life within her, to remain present even when unseen, to love without condition, to suffer the letting go, yet never cease loving. A mother does not stop being a mother when her child leaves the house. Her presence changes, but it does not disappear. So too with Christ. And even more, God's love surpasses every human love. Where human presence is limited, Christ's presence is limitless. Where human life ends, life endures, the life of Christ. For those who have lost mothers, who carry wounds of absence, this gospel is especially gentle. You are not orphaned, not now, not ever. What does it mean to live as those who are not orphans? It means learning to notice the quiet presence of Christ. In the stillness of prayer, in the breaking of bread, in the love that endures beyond death, in the gentle movement of the Spirit within. It means trusting that even when we feel abandoned, we are in fact being held. And it means becoming for others a sign of that presence, especially for those who feel forgotten, unseen, or alone. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you spoke to fearful hearts and promised, "I will not leave you orphans." In moments when we feel alone, when silence surrounds us and hope seems distant, teach us to recognize your hidden presence within us. Bless all mothers, living and deceased, who have reflected your faithful love in our lives. Comfort those who grieve, heal those who carry wounds of absence, and deepen in all of us the trust that we are never alone. You live, and we shall live in you. Amen. Again, I wish to extend my heartfelt love to all mothers, living and deceased, and promise you my prayers. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage. When we take a look at a passage from Scripture, break open its deeper meaning, and apply it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.